Chapter 16.5 Section Summary.
The Oregon Trail split after reaching the Snake River in present-day Idaho. Most settlers continued north, following the Oregon Trail. However, some took the southern route, which led to California. This route became known as the California Trail. Travelers tried to time their trips to avoid harsh winter weather. The Donner Party was one example of a group with bad luck and poor judgment. In 1846, the group took a shortcut off the trail and got lost. When the party reached the Sierra Nevada mountains, winter had arrived early, and the travelers got snowed in. 34 people died before the group was rescued in 1847. In 1839, Swiss immigrant John Sutter received permission from Mexican officials to start a colony in Northern California. He built Sutter's Fort near the Sacramento River. Sutter's Fort became a popular destination for U.S. immigrants. After Mexico achieved its independence in 1821, U.S. merchants were able to enter New Mexico. These traders established the Santa Fe Trail, which ran from Independence, Missouri, to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Americans from eastern regions traded cloth and other manufactured goods for Mexican horses, mules, beaver pelts, and silver in Santa Fe. The trail across the desert was difficult and dangerous. The weather was hot, and the terrain was very rugged. Artists in the east heard stories about the people and the landscape of the West. George Catlin gave up a career as a portrait painter to paint American Indians in the West. Artist Alfred Jacob Miller traveled through the Rocky Mountains painting landscapes and portraits of mountain men. The work of these frontier artists helped create a visual record of the people and places in the West.